This is Northwest Public Radio and StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Next year, the Pierce County AIDS Foundation will celebrate its 25th anniversary. They hoped they'd never have to, but the AIDS epidemic has not ended. Pierce County has more than 1,000 residents living with HIV. Hillary Klein is the lead medical case manager for PCAF. She spoke to her coworker Jill Fry about her brother and how he inspired her to become an AIDS activist.
Was Larry out to your family as a gay man?
Yeah. After he graduated from high school, he took a year off and went to England. And when he came back, he left a diary on the dining room table.
Oh!
And my mother has this rule that if it's out and open, this means mail or diaries, that it's fair game. And in it, it was very clear that he was gay.
Did anybody struggle with that?
It's my recollection that my sister came out before.
Oh.
That path had been breached. But my father had a terrible time with it. You know, all that stuff around legacy and heirs and weird. I was really surprised. It took him a while to calm down.
And you mentioned that he died rather quickly.
It was quick for me. It's hard to know how long he's actually ill. My sister, Jessica, and her partner, Katie, were living with him, and they knew that he was positive, and he wouldn't tell me because he knew I would have trouble keeping it from my mother. Although there were a lot of cues around, and I actually had asked him if he was HIV positive because it just seemed like he's really sick and losing weight and had that gaunt look, and he lied to me.
And he lied to you at that time.
And I knew he was lying, but I kind of held on to that.
How have you changed since Larry's death?
I've changed my whole life, direction, my mission. I am completely dedicated to this, eradicating this disease, but in the meantime, helping people that are living with it or affected with it, because I believe that when there's HIV in the family, everybody's living with it, that helping people to navigate the systems, which is getting harder and harder to do as more and more money dries up, being there on their journey when allowed to is a huge and tremendous honor.
You just speak so eloquently about Larry and so lovingly. And since it was him that led you to AIDS service work, when you came into it, what were your hopes?
I honestly thought that I would not be working in this field more than 10 years. That the cure would come along and I'd have to find some other work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really depressing that in all the years I've been there, which is over 17 years now, the same number of people are coming through the door every year. So the message isn't getting out. The education isn't getting out. I honestly did not expect to be here this long.
That was Hillary Klein, the lead medical case manager for PCAF, and her coworker Jill Fry. Klein was inspired by her brother's illness to become an AIDS activist. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to our sponsors, China Berry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B Experience in Tacoma, and multiplication.com.